Hey guys, it's Aria, and welcome back to another episode of Fembolden. This week, Katie and I will just be discussing the new Biden administration, what we expect to see, and kind of just addressing the controversy surrounding both the president and the vice president.
Yeah, so I'm really happy that we're finally done with Trump. Like, that was a really long 4 years, and I kind of have hope. Because I know that Biden takes the coronavirus way more seriously than Trump does. And I feel like he's going to place more restrictions that will allow for progress to happen and numbers of and death rates to go down. And maybe we can start to go back to normal. And that's what I'm mainly hopeful for. And I'm just hoping that there's a lot of change and positivity that comes from this.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I love how you brought up how you're mainly focused on COVID right now, of course, as many other people are, not only because we are eager to return to normalcy, but also we don't want to see any more lives lost. And I think that one of the most admirable things that Biden has done in the first 4 days of his presidency is working on a national COVID relief plan. And I think that that's really important because that you can see where Trump dropped the ball. And the thing is, and I put forth and maintain that if we entered a lockdown early on when he knew the nature of this virus at January 28th, I believe it was, where he knew the nature of the virus, he knew what would happen if he didn't contain it, and he still didn't do anything. If we had just entered a national 2 week to a month lockdown, everyone, not statewide, not on the basis of what you want to do, not wear a mask, don't wear a mask, stay in the house. If you have to go outside, like I said, wear a mask nationally, then we wouldn't be in this place right now. There wouldn't be hundreds of thousands of lives lost and hundreds of thousands of people testing positive, not only in the United States, but across the world. And I love the fact that Biden is really, really just putting his foot forward and working on a national COVID relief plan, not only just in our response, but on our attempts to vaccinate the country. Because I actually saw a news report where he and, you know, other people in the White House were, with, of course, many things that Trump has done, were denouncing a lot of his things just because the way that the vaccine rollout even began was very haphazard and just not organized at all. And that, of course, is not good. You want to be able to keep track, do things in a timely and organized manner. So, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I really hope to see some real strides made in COVID with Biden.
Right. And one thing, like, I'm really happy about is Kamala Harris being our vice president, first Black woman, first Asian woman. Like, it's just really exciting. And I know there's controversy on her policies and her beliefs, but all I know is that I'm happy to see representation in politics in the White House. And regardless of her beliefs and like her, like, you know, views and policies, she's still the first, like, Black woman to be the vice president, and that is inspiring and motivational for a lot of young girls and for me.
I agree as well. And, you know, I've spoken about this on my personal Instagram about how violently negligent it is to say that Kamala Harris being the vice president isn't at all historical or monumental for people across the globe. Even if you disagree wholeheartedly with her policies, her past, and her her approach to politics, it is so negligent to say that having not only the first woman, but the first Black woman, the first Asian woman, the first biracial woman, the first member of a sorority, the first graduate of an HBCU, all of these things, to be able to say that these are the first in history, to say that that doesn't mean anything because of her former policies. And I'm not trying to negate them. I am not trying to downplay them. I'm just simply saying that it's wrong to say that that's not historical or monumental. That it is. Even if you hate her with your guts, that's still monumental. And I think that that's so important for people to understand the magnitude of having young Black and Asian and just girls be able to look on the TV and be like, wow, that's possible. And not only just girls and people of color who can identify with her, but white, you know, cisgender male children need to be able to see that this is not just a place for you. This is a place for all people, and this can be done with all people. And so it's really, really beautiful to see her and to see her family up on, you know, the inauguration stage and be able to say, like, you are in the White House. A Black woman is in charge in the White House, is working alongside a white man, which historically has been only white men and a system for only white men, with Obama as well, but still only men, to be able to say a Black, Asian, biracial, you know, all of, like I said, all of these firsts, to be able to say that is so, so monumental. And I agree wholeheartedly about, you know, how excited you are to see that, because it definitely is monumental and historical.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the next 4 years and to see what his presidency brings. And I hope that he stays true to what his promises were when he was running, because, you know, a lot of times presidents will say something to win and then, you know, forget about it or ignore it. And I really hope that he brings change and actually, like, works to bring more racial inequality. And with Kamala, a Black woman as a vice president, I'm hoping that, like, they will take these racial issues seriously, especially when it's affecting someone in power. And I just really hope that things get better, because 2020 was a really bad year for a lot of things. And just having this at the beginning of the year, of the new year, is, like, kind of just hopeful for me.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think it's something that I took for granted, but I remember on Inauguration Day, I was just sitting there like, Trump is no longer the president. Like, I felt like I could finally take a full breath of air. Like, it was just so insane to see a president who acted with, you know, grace and common sense and intelligence. And that was just insane, because for the past 4 years, we haven't had that kind of leadership. And it was further emphasized in 2020, like, everything, the culmination of all of the horrible things that Trump has done were just highlighted and just completely unveiled in 2020. Which is horrible. And it's so horrible that there are so many hundreds of thousands of people who didn't live to see past the Trump presidency. And many of them due to Trump's negligence, right? Like, many of these people that weren't able to see Biden become the president of the United States and be able to see Kamala Harris as the first Black woman and Asian woman vice president of the United States, many of them is because Trump refused to act as a president should and to lead the American people in a way that was most advantageous for us as a people, not for the economy, you know, because he was so focused on the economy. He didn't want to enter another recession. He wanted to create more jobs, the economy, the economy, the economy. But here we are in another recession, a global pandemic, even though that's repetitive to say a global pandemic, but you get what I'm saying. We're in a pandemic, another recession, hundreds of thousands of people are dying. You just made it worse. If we had just took a lockdown, a national lockdown for 2 weeks to a month, that definitely would not have had the financial and moral and ethical and all of these horrible costs that COVID has brought thus far. Because best case scenario, by this summer, this summer to the end of this summer, we could start returning to some sort of normalcy. And really, truthfully, and this is still being a little bit, I don't know the word, a little bit positive, I guess, overly optimistic, I guess is the way to say it, is 2021, 2022 is really when we'll be able to return to some sort of real normalcy, as many of the doctors are saying. And that's saying that there is no crazy new strain, like, other than the UK strain, that's super horrible and super deathly and that we just can't contain. And that's if things go in the right way, if we're able to have enough vaccines, if people can social distance and wear masks, because people are fatigued and many people don't care about it anymore. It's like the fear of COVID and the number of cases of COVID are they have an opposite relationship. The more cases there are, people tend to just be like, you know, I don't care anymore. But when there was a few cases back in March, we were really, really terrified of the virus. And like I said, it's just that fatigue and that despair and just this kind of hopelessness that hopefully the Biden presidency, as well as being able to see Kamala Harris as the first Black and Asian woman vice president, hopefully that's bringing some hope to people as it is for me and Caitlin.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think, like, starting 2021 with this and, like, being able to just breathe, like you said, I completely agree with that. Being able to, like, take that breath of relief and having a new leader, a better leader, is, like, just very hopeful. And it keeps me at, like, peace, because I do get really stressed and anxious, like, about the virus and, like, oh, like, what's my senior year? Am I gonna finish? Like, are we gonna have prom, graduation, whatever? But then I think, like, okay, like, everything's new, calm down, like, you don't know what's gonna happen, new measures are being taken, like, just see what happens and look forward. So yeah, I hope everyone's hopeful and seeing the bright side of things.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And if you are feeling anxious about coronavirus, you can check out our website, www.fembolden.org, just for some more relief and some tips. Also with some hotlines, such as the National Crisis Hotline and suicide hotlines, if you are feeling down mentally, as well as checking out some of our previous episodes about coronavirus, such as our Teens in Quarantine series, our Coronavirus Stay at Home episode. And like I said, just other informational episodes. If you do want to take a break from those kind of COVID-centered episodes or conversational episodes such as this one, you would want to check out our Her Story series as well as our play-by-play series, just for a more scripted, informational type of episode. And thank you guys so much for listening to Caitlin and I's little chit-chat. I know this is one of our more conversational episodes, which we've really been digging a lot lately, just good at getting back to the basics, like what we did when we first started Fembolden. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Like I said, check out our website, www.fembolden.org, for more Fembolden news, episode descriptions, podcast links, and more. And make sure to check out our Instagram as well, at Fembolden Podcast, for more info about us, as well as comprehensive guides about feminism and intersectionality. And remember, Mondays are for Fembolden.
Fembolden is a teen-led podcast where we discuss a variety of topics surrounding femininity, social activism, and adolescence.
We want to encourage other young women to use their voices to call out issues within their community and on a global spectrum. We appreciate all of our support and believe that feminism should be open to all genders.